I want to talk to you this morning, share with you a trip I made to Scotland in the summer of 1983. But let me start with a lighter note first, maybe relax both of us. The two scientists were walking in heaven and they were talking to God, and they said, "God, we don't need you anymore." God says, "Oh, really?" He says, "Yeah, we got stuff all figured out. We got diseases pretty much under control. We got everything going fine. We can take care of everything. In fact, we've even figured out how to create life." God says, "Oh, really? I'd like to see that." So Titus reaches down, grabs a handful of dirt. God says, use your own materials. I read from John 16:13. "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come." Before I more or less retired, I used to travel extensively repairing computer-controlled punch presses. In the spring of 1983, my company, the manufacturer of these presses, sent me to England and Scotland to help some of the service engineers over there with some more difficult machines. One of them was up in northern Scotland, and we determined that the machine needed a whole new computer control system, and that's a major project, so that needed to be scheduled and engineered for a later date. But before I left, I visited a jewelry store and I saw a really nice ring that I really liked, but I didn't want to spend that much money, so I didn't get it. But in the meantime, a new control was ordered and I came on back home. When the control was shipped to the U.S., to Scotland in June, I was selected to go back over and do the installation. As the new control was a newer design, it took a fair amount of engineering and other words, rewiring it to get it to work. And I was a young man, I was just a little bit cocky. Here I was, a young man, and the company picked me to go all the way to Scotland just to do this job. And sometimes that little arrogance got in my way, and I get a little overconfident. And every time I got a little overconfident, the machine would respond with another problem. By the end of the week, I learned a lot about humility. But we got it running Friday afternoon, and all ended well. Looking back, it seemed I was being prepared for something. As I had regretted not buying the ring on the first trip, I went back to the jewelry store and I bought it. And that's this ring right here. And I know you can't see it from there, but it has three lines on it. The reason the three lines are on there is to represent the first three countries that formed Great Britain, England, Scotland, and Wales. But to me, you think back 83, that's when the Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe was going around, and this land was depicted as God, he's a lion. So these three lions to me are the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So anyhow, I've been wearing it since then. But we'll get back to the ring a little later. Since my flight back to the U.S. wasn't until Sunday afternoon, I decided to go do some sightseeing over Edinburgh, and I went toward Edinburgh Castle. I'll give you a hint about sightseeing. Take advantage of any guided tours when possible. When I walked through the castle by myself, it was pretty cool. It was a neat, ancient castle, all the things that got on for hundreds of years. But then I joined the tour and I saw an entirely different place. That guide brought together the place and made it alive with his facts and a few tales. The Scotsmen have a reputation. My flight back to the U.S. was out of Prestwick, Scotland, so I drove over there on Saturday afternoon. As many of you may know, I attended the Episcopal Church up until I came here to Holly Grove. The Episcopal Church is part of the Anglican Communion, which is part of the Church of England. Since I was in Scotland, I incorrectly assumed I wanted to go to the Church of Scotland Sunday morning. So I located one before going to the inn and turning in for the night. The next morning, my history lessons dawned on me that the Church of Scotland is Presbyterian, not Anglican. So I asked the front desk clerk where the closest Anglican church is. He said, "Well, you stick your hatch out the door, look to the left, and those spires are it." So I was in luck. I arrived a little early at the service, and a lot of people came over and greeted me and really made me feel welcome at home. I was very comfortable. As the service started, I became deeply aware that God was inside me and visiting me. I didn't hear much of what the minister said or was saying, but the Holy Spirit was moving inside me. He cleaned out a lot of garbage, a lot of prejudices, just straightened me out in a lot of things, made me more positive perspective on life. Wow, that was quite an experience. The only two things I remember other than that, that morning, is the morning sun shining in on my brand new shiny ring. And there was a cute little three-year-old girl sitting with her grandmother across the aisle from me. Her name was Katie, and the grandma's name was, Sheena. And that little girl, she was just so cute that it's something I wish my own granddaughters would look like someday. And they did. Ironically, that girl's name was Katie, which is the name of my oldest granddaughter. Pure coincidence, I assure you, but it's still cool. Anyhow, this whole event had me totally overwhelmed. This kind of thing doesn't happen to Episcopalians, or so I thought up until then. I learned better later on. After service, they were having tea out in the front lawn, but I needed to get away to sort things out. I wasn't ready for people, but that wasn't to be. Sheena, the grandma, called out to me as I was trying to get away. She called, young man. I tried to ignore her, but she was too insistent. I had to turn around and answer her. She said, the Lord visited you this morning, didn't he? I said, I wasn't sure what happened, but something did. She responded, I know he did, because he told me to talk to you after this service. We chatted for a while, and she told me that this was not unusual for their church. The church was named St. Ninian's. St. Ninian is generally credited as the first Christian missionary to Scotland, responsible for widespread conversions among the Celts. I gave Sheena my address, and a few days later I received a letter from her, which I still have. I'm sorry, I lost my place. And I want to quote part of the letter to you. I felt very conscious on Sunday, this is her speaking, I felt very conscious on Sunday that the Lord was touching your life in some way. I'm not in the habit of chasing young men out of church, but I had a real compulsion to talk with you as I felt you had been led to St. Ninian's for a very special reason. St. Ninian's is a very spirit-filled church and much is happening here. She goes on, there have been many physical and emotional healings and to me, always an air of expectancy, end quote. Now, my feelings and from the service were confirmed. I was really at a loss. I drove to the beach for a while, and then somehow I managed to get on the plane and get home. I don't remember the flight home, I don't remember getting home, and I pretty much don't remember Monday. I was just confused, elated, and just totally overpowered. Anyhow, Tuesday morning, as I was sitting at my desk thinking about things that had happened, I had a kind of vision. Jesus was just right up there. He said, everything's okay, relax. And he released from my stupor, and it was a relief. Now, that was many years ago, but this is still vivid to me. So Jesus is still in my life, and I know, not think, that he is real and with me every day. Thank you, Lord. I share this event of my life with you because I want you to understand that the Holy Spirit is still with us. We don't see him much, we don't talk about him much, but he is here. He loves us and protects us more than we will ever realize. If we just open up ourselves, he will come into our lives. Amen.